Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Otto Loos.
Still here, John.
And you're doing a great job with this segment with Joe Mazza, who is going through Medicare questions, Medicare updates. Now is the time between now and December 7th on the drug part of Medicare that people will make their changes if they need to. And Joe was trying to navigate us through and give an education, which I've never done it, but I think this is tremendous listening to you, Joe, because this is an education.
I do want to correct one thing you said, John, though. It's important. You have until December 7th to change not just your drug plan, but also your secondary health plan.
Oh, thank you.
Your Medicare Advantage or your Medigap. Any of your Medicare plans you could change.
Perfect. Right. Thank you very much for that.
Now, Joe, I have. First of all, I want to thank you for being here because I believe we're very fortunate because you clearly know what you're talking about, which is always a good thing. But anyhow, Medicare.gov, does it take into consideration when it does this calculating about the donut hole and the four phases that you talked about?
Yes.
It does.
It does. You'll see it on the screen where your monthly costs will change, and they'll actually flag the month that your donut hole starts.
Right.
So they do a good job of that. I do want to just kind of complete the drug thing that we were talking about, the drug plan part. When you do your drug plan online, and I usually look at the top few plans, not just the one best plan, but the first couple, because maybe the best plan or the cheapest plan isn't your best choice because of drug restrictions in it. And you want to be aware of the drug restrictions. The most difficult one is called stepwise therapy. And it will be noted on the drug if they want you to, if it's subject to stepwise therapy, which means they want you to use to try a cheaper drug for that condition. Let's say you have the gout, and there are six drugs for the gout, and they're only required to cover two of the six drugs. And you use drug number two, but drug number one for gout is cheaper. And they'd say, well, have you tried drug number one? We'd like you to try drug number one, so we're going to slap a stepwise therapy restriction on drug number two. And maybe you've been using drug number two successfully, and you don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
So you would avoid a plan that says there's stepwise therapy on a drug where you don't want to play around with it.
Well, like I have one that I use, Zetia.
Right, and there's a lot of alternatives to Zetia.
Yeah, a lot of opinions, a lot of, on whether it's worth taking, not taking. But what I found out, I've got forced to get educated because I really didn't know much before. But all of a sudden, Zetia is in plan tier three with one company, and another company won't support it at all. So you have to pay 44% of the cost, the retail cost, which you have zero control over. You know, they can tell you it costs $800 or $200 or, whatever.
Right. And they can take the drug any time of the year off their formulary list, and they don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
So you can really get hurt because you're saying, like, you're taking the Zetia, it's the middle of the year, and now Zetia's not on the list anymore. And you say, hey, what happened?
Yeah, well, we decided to take it off.
Right. And you're sitting there in no man's land, and your best option here, and this is one for the listeners too, Epic. Epic is your get-out-of-jail-free card, all right? Because Epic, in addition to helping with copays if you meet your deductible, meaning your out-of-pocket is high enough, it also gives you, once a year, the ability to change your drug plan at any time.
Oh.
So it's August, and you lose your Zetia coverage from your former drug plan. The first of the next month, September 1st, you can join a different drug plan that does cover Zetia, but you got to go on Medicaid.gov to find the alternative drug plan to choose.
Now, for people, like our audience is a senior audience, and I'm technically pretty up to speed, but a lot of people are not, who are in my age bracket or younger or older. go either way. But anyhow, bottom line is there. What suggestions do you have for people who are kind of in that category who can't go to Medicaid?
Well, we get a lot of calls from people who don't have a computer, for example, or can't use a computer very well. There are two options, Bailey. They can either give us their drug list, and we'll send them a form to give us their drug list, then we'll do the computer work, and then we'll send it back to them with the top plans noted, meaning the best choices noted.
That's sending it to Family and Children's?
Sending it to Family and Children. Okay. I'll give you our number if people want to call us.
Go ahead.
It's 516-485-3754. We're getting hundreds of calls now, so they better leave a message, you know, and say, hey, I need a new drug plan or whatever it is that they're looking for, a new Medigap or a new Medicare Advantage. You know, give us a clue and leave. And then, you know, but we do that for many people. Of course, if you have a relative or a friend who's, you know, you can use the computer, that would be, you know, a good thing, too, because then they do it there, you know, with the senior. And that's I do my mother's that way.
Right.
So that's, you know, those are your two choices.
Joe, this is an odd question, but do you do this privately? Can people call you directly and you charge or no?
No.
Okay.
This is all free.
Okay.
We're funded by the New York State Department of Aging. You know, here at with the HICAP program. HICAP is all over the country in every county.
Okay.
And we're here to help answer questions about mostly it's Medicare benefits. Occasionally it's non-Medicare as well, but mostly Medicare benefits.
Well, it's a complicated topic for people who, don't have a computer, for one, mm-hmm. and even if they do...
We want to touch, though, before we get closed off on something this year that's very important for a lot of people.
Go ahead, Joe.
And that is that the Empire MediBlue PPO Medicare Advantage Plan, which was probably the most popular Medicare Advantage plan in Nassau County and maybe Suffolk, too, is being terminated permanently at the end of this year. Anybody who has that plan received a letter saying your plan is being terminated, you got to choose a new plan. And we've had hundreds of calls from the thousands of people who got those letters. And they need to choose a different either Medicare Advantage plan, and there are only three of those companies offering PPOs as an alternative to the one being terminated, or they could jump to an HMO if they're willing to do the referrals to get referrals to see specialists, and, you know, they have to be happy with or content with that, you know, extra work. Or they got to go to a plan like you were going to go to, Otto, like a plan N or F.
Right.
One of the Medigap plans plus a drug plan. Because Medicare Advantage plans include a drug plan, whereas the Medigaps like plan F and N do not include a drug plan.
Right.
All right, so that's very important this year. A lot of people affected by it. So I did want to mention that.
Well, that's good information.
What I'm going to do, Joe, is just give, because it's basically almost out of time, which is amazing.
Right.
To get in touch with Joe or over there at the Family and Children's, it's 516-485-3754. And if I'm right, you just got to get a list of your drugs, send it over to them, and they would basically try to go through this and then discuss with you what would be the best option for the prescription.
That is correct, for the drug
Part of it.
That is correct.
And
that's the HICAP hotline, and any of the counselors who are here will try to answer it, unless they're on the phone with other people, of course.
Right.
That's why we get a lot of messages.
And this, we only have 30 seconds. This has to be done early. We can't have Joe running around on December 5th. You're not going to get an answer. So take your drug,
right,
make a list, and get it in the mail today. Joe, I want to thank you very much. This was very, very informative. I even learned stuff, and this is amazing, and we're going to have you back again.
Okay.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everyone.